Knock, knock. Oh, it's open. I just wanted to... Oh. Oh my goodness. I didn't mean to just walk in. I was just coming to make sure you'd found the linens and towels. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know this must be embarrassing for you. I didn't expect you to be in here doing that. No, not that there's anything wrong with it. I mean, I'd like to say I'm surprised, but I know what college boys get up to. I haven't spent my whole life up here on the farm. I went away to school just like my brother. I know how you boys like to jack off. You just can't help yourself. Hey, I do it too. I love to rub one out, you betcha. It's no big deal. But I usually don't do it when I'm a guest in someone's home. This is just an old farmhouse, but the door has a lock, don't you know? If you just couldn't resist yourself. Unless, maybe that's part of the thrill for you. Go stay with one of your buddies and beat your meat with the door open. Is that it? You're just turned on by the thrill of someone walking in? Hmm? Good thing it wasn't my dad. He'd have gone and got the old shotgun for sure. You may not have even gotten the chance to zip up. You'd be running across the cow pasture with your cock out. That would be a sight for the cows. Really, you don't need to be embarrassed. I've seen men stroke it before. I've even lent them a hand a time or 20. These hands are good for more than just milking cows, don't you know? You really should zip up, though. It's a little awkward to just be standing here talking to you with your dick out. Hey, you should probably put that thing away, though. Say, what's that there in your hand? Are you trying to hide something? Is that... panties. I was coming down here to check to see if you had found the fresh towels, and it looks like you found more than that in the laundry room. You dirty boy. Did you dig around in there hoping to find a pair of my dirty panties? What did you want to do with them? Did you want to sniff them? Don't worry. I'm not judging you. I'm not one to kink shame. Lord knows I've done my fair share of kinky things. Very kinky things. So don't be embarrassed. Tell me. Do you like to sniff panties? No? That's not it? Well then. Did you want to wear them? Oh, kinky. That might be hot. The sight of a hard cock in panties. No? That's not it? So what then? I see you chose a silky little pair. Let me guess. Where are you going to stroke off with them? That's it. I can see it in your eyes. You wanted to wrap those silky little panties around your cock and get yourself off. That's fucking hot. Interesting that you chose white silky panties. So plain. So virginal. Do you think of me as an innocent farm girl? Maybe a virgin? I am definitely not. Not by a long shot. And white is definitely not my typical color. Most days I wear red. Little red whore panties is what my mom calls them. She's old-fashioned, though. Just a typical Midwestern farmer's daughter. but I'm not a typical farmer's daughter. They're always good girls in the stories, right? Such a silly trope, like librarians or church girls. Just a whole group of innocent, shy women waiting for the right man to make them get naughty and release that pent-up desire. Well, I do have a lot of pent-up desire. I'm damn near insatiable. Do you know how I mentioned that I like to masturbate sometimes, too? Well, I kind of undersold that. I like to come 2 or 3 times a day. It keeps me sane. Does the thought of that turn you on? Well, something must be turning you on. That dick has stayed hard during this whole conversation. Being caught must really be a kink. Don't look so embarrassed. I told you, I don't judge. Oh, you want me to leave? Yeah? Yeah? No. I don't think I'm gonna do that. I don't think you even want me to do that. I think you want me right here. I know I'm the one who inspired you to jack off. I saw you checking me out earlier, admiring this hourglass figure. These big titties that no bra can stop from jiggling. This round ass that my tight jeans can barely contain. Maybe I should just pull them down. Would you like that? Do you want to sneak a little peek of my little red whore panties? Shh. You don't have to say a word, naughty boy. I can already see what you want in your eyes. These jeans are so fucking tight that the button is ready to pop off. I'll just open it and slide the zipper down. Oh, the expression on your face. Let me get these jeans down a little further, huh? They're so tight. I really have to wiggle to get out of them. Maybe I should turn around so you can watch this strong farm girl ass. Yeah. Let me just squeeze past ya. Here. There we go. I'll just step on out of them and leave them on the floor. How do you like that, naughty boy? Your buddy's sister standing in front of you in nothing but tiny red panties. And this old denim button-down tied up under my big titties. Imagine if my brother caught us. Imagine if my parents caught us. That excites you, doesn't it? You still look hard as a rock. I think you put that cock away too soon. What do you think? Am I as sexy as those girls back at college? I know I'm quite a bit older than you. Don't worry. You don't have to answer. I know I'm attractive. And I know you agree. I can see it in your eyes. Is that why you wanted to jack off in my panties? Oh, you're such a naughty boy. I know men jack off to me. You guys just can't help yourself. Maybe I should be offended, but it's just too hot. Knowing I have that power over someone. I do like power. I like to be in control. It's so fucking hot. Why don't you let me watch? Watching a man stroke his dick is sexy. You know, when I walked in on you, I got instantly wet. I didn't even think about it. My body just reacted. My brain just went, is he decking off? That's fucking hot. And then I saw you with those panties. And I am not teasing you. I'm not teasing you. There's a damp spot in my little red whore panties. Who knew I could get turned on by the thought of someone jerking it into my panties? So fucking naughty. Who knew you had it in you? You seem like such a shy guy. I thought it was because you were boring. Turns out, it's because you're a naughty boy and don't want anyone to know. I think you should take that cock back out. I want to watch you finish, naughty boy. You know, I like the idea of you fantasizing about me while you jack off. You have my permission. If you want to. That doesn't ruin it, does it? Having permission. I want you to finish for me. Nobody has to know. It'll be our secret. Our hot, naughty little secret. My brother doesn't have to know that you were down here jacking off to me. That is, he doesn't have to know as long as you finish for me. Otherwise, I might need to tell someone what you're up to with our laundry down here. That would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? I think my dad may cut your visit a little short if that happens. He may even get a pitchfork out to chase you off. Why don't you just finish instead? That would be much more fun. I know I hate a ruined orgasm. I get so frustrated, and I know you guys get blue balls, right? That's a real thing, isn't it? And not just something guys make up to pressure women. You're probably feeling needy right now. You're gonna need to do something about it. So why don't you just finish? Oh, no, it would definitely be appropriate for you to jack off for me with my parents upstairs. It would be the best kind of appropriate. You have my permission to be a naughty boy. Are these little red panties not enough inspiration? What if I take off this old denim shirt? Would you like that? Do you want to see my big titties? You do? Then why don't you get that hard cock out and finish touching it? Stop pretending you have a choice. Look, I'm gonna get on my knees right now. I just have to open a few buttons and untie it at the bottom. There. Does seeing my cleavage excite you? Well, I'm not going to stop there. This little red bra can barely hold these big titties anyway. I'll just take it off. There. You like what you see? Now get that cock out. Be a good boy. Your roommate's slutty farm girl sister's on the floor in front of you in nothing but panties. I know you want to come. I know you want to finish what you started because you're not a good boy. You're a very naughty boy. Take it out. Take that cock out, you dirty boy. Oh, that's a good boy. Now wrap those panties around that dick and stroke it for me. Do you want me to play with my titties? Well, then you're going to have to ask. Ask me to play with them. Louder. Say please. That's a good boy. Oh. Oh. These nipples are so sensitive. Oh, wow. Look at that cock.
It's throbbing. So what are you waiting for? Do you want me to keep touching my titties? Or touch you instead? Yeah? Is that really what you want? Oh. But it feels so good touching myself. You know what you have to do if you want me to touch you instead. Oh, say it louder. Uh-huh, and say please. Oh, that's a good boy. Yeah. Here, let me stroke it for you. Do you like the way these silky panties feel around your cock? Do you like it nice and slow? Or do you want me to stroke it faster? My hand is gliding up and down so fast with these silky little panties. Do you like it when I squeeze the head with this strong hand? I'm very good at milking. Now I'm going to milk that cock. Do you like when I really get into it? My titties are bouncing up and down. Do you like the way they jiggle for you? No. Don't come too quick. Let me slow it down. Now that feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. Nothing beats a good tugger sometimes, don't you know? That's a good boy. You just enjoy it. Watch me tease my nipple with my other hand. It feels so good. Do you feel good? With my strong farm girl hands squeezing and stroking you? Do you like to watch me, naughty boy? Do you like my hand gliding up and down your panty-wrapped dick? Do you like my big boobs swaying back and forth while I get you off? Yeah, that's a good boy. I think it's time to finish, naughty boy. Just relax. Let me tuck that cock. It feels good, doesn't it? My hands pulling your cock. Ooh, it's so naughty. I'm your friend's big sister, acting like a little slut for you. My family upstairs. Ooh, we might get caught, and your heart is a rock and ready to come. Just a little faster. Oh, acting like your little whore, stroking that cock. I want you to come so bad. Be a good boy. Come for me while I rub my nipple and jack you off with these silky little panties. I think you should come for me, dirty boy. Don't get shy. Come on, come for me. We are being so bad. Look at your cock in my hand. Oh, I want you to fill these panties with cum. Oh, my pussy's getting so wet. I'm so turned on right now. I want you to blow. Come on, come for me. Be a good boy. Come on, come on. Oh, you can do it, dirty boy. Come for me, come for me. Oh, you know these dirty panties feel good on your dick. Oh, look at my big sexy tits. Imagine how your cock would feel between them while my soft, firm hand squeezes that cock. Oh, this is so fucking hot. You're being such a good boy. Come for me. Oh, I'm gonna count you down, okay? Oh, 10. Ooh, 9, 8, 7, come in these panties, dirty boy, 6, ooh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, come for me, come on, that's it. Oh, fuck, that's a big load. Oh, look at these little panties. You've ruined them. Oh, look at all that cum in them. Fuck. Naughty boy. You did a good job, naughty boy. You are so good. Wow. Oh. I liked that. Yes, I did. Well, I better get going. That was a lot of fun. You're a very good boy. Oh, the panties. Well, I think you should keep them. Maybe you have more fun? Honestly, I didn't want to tell you before, but, you know, they're not mine anyway. It's a little funny that you thought silky white granny panties are my style. Why are you so confused? Well, they're my mom's, obviously. You were jacking off with my mom's panties, naughty boy. See you around.